60 miktar yaklaşık miktarı bir kalın. Martı baktı ki dedi sana ne yapayım. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurav Charitam. Mirip Chesha Sanjavaji Pashtapati. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Charan. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vibhasadi Gaurav. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So Sugata Goswami said, while Lord Krishna was speaking to the Brahmanas, and teaching the whole world, by worshipping demigods is not necessary. Then Krishna was returning back to Vrindavan, and he saw that his own father was praying for the same thing. So Krishna was looking. I have just talked to the Brahmanas about worshipping demigods in this land. My own father is arranging for the same thing. So Krishna met his father and spoke to him, "My dear father, what are you trying to do? Preparing for a great sacrifice? Who is a priest guiding you for this sacrifice? Who is a demigod in charge? Is it a ceremonial sacrifice or it is approved in the school? What is the benefit? What do you hope to gain? Can you please enlighten me about this?" So Nanda Maharaj, considering his son to be a small boy who may not understand the intricacies of each sacrifice, he remained silent, thinking that his boy would not be able to understand. But Lord Krishna continued, "My dear father, those who are liberal, they never keep secrets." Nanda Maharaj said, "I'm not a Christian, so I don't know all the secrets. I don't know." Okay, so I said, "Yes, even if you are a Vaishya, you're not a sadhu, you're not studying scripture, but those who are liberal, those who are free minded, they don't keep secret. Even if they have to keep secret, they are not among family members."
Let's go. Hare Shag Maharaj, sorry, there was a problem in connection. So we could
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. There was a problem in connection, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Okay.
Yes, Guru Maharaj, we can hear you. There was a problem in connection, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, there was a problem in connection, Guru Maharaj. Now we can have been solved up.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. We can hear you.
So Lord Krishna was asking his father, or rather speaking with his father, that those who act in knowledge, they are satisfied and happy because the result is wonderful. But those who act in ignorance, they are deceitful and unhappy because the result is negative. Therefore, I don't want you to act foolishly. Therefore, I'm asking you this question. Tell me. Ananda Maharaj replied that actually the sacrifice is meant for Indra, and it is more or less a customary thing, not according to the Vedas. Ananda Maharaj continues, you know very well that we are vicious. And our occupation is farming. So farm we need rain. Rain is produced by Indra for us to have grains for maintenance. And green grass, our cows. We need rain. Without rain, we cannot survive. And Lord Indra is very, very kind that he constantly supplies us rain. Our sustenance, therefore, we are preparing to worship him in appreciation for his spiritual maintenance. And Lord Krishna said to speak. Karma Mimamsa philosophy. Indra is not the one who is supplying rain. The tribute of material nature is doing everything in this world. Not Indra. Demigod cannot supply anything to anybody if they are not worshipped. And whatever they have to give, they cannot give anyone more than what our karma is. Therefore, it is karma that should be respected, not India. And even if you think that the demigods are acting under the direction of the super soul to help us, that also is not true. Because the super soul, you know, Because Yeshu Pashur does not interfere with any person's life. You don't desire it. Therefore, desire, work, is superior. So I'll tell you the truth, that Indra is not the one that is making the vegetations in the village. They grow by the result of our karma. Even if one prays and prays and prays and prays and acts and acts, if our karma does not allow that, you won't get it. So everything depends on karma. Therefore, karma is superior. Why Indra send water to the land, to the rocks? Why Indra send water also to the sea, to the ocean? Do they worship him before he does that? No. So, this is no need to this. My father, I will prepare that we offer this worship to put that to Govardhan. Govardhan is maintaining us, providing nice, wonderful caves, fresh green grasses for our cows. There's a Govardhan that is maintaining and taking care of everything. Everything depends on God. So we have no business with Indra. Our business is with God. So Mother Maharaj said, okay, because you're acting like this, let us do Indra Puja. We have facilities, all the facilities are available, so there's no difficulty. So all the facilities we have, let us see what Indra Puja. Then we can do the Govardhan Puja as well. That's enough. Because this is what we have been doing since anything. So Krishna said, my dear father, Govardhan Puja will take a very long time. There's no need to wait for the time. So we already made all provisions, all arrangements for India. So everything you have prepared, let us immediately begin to give this girl for. Govardhan Puja. Oh, okay, here. Yeah. Maharaj, we don't know how to do this because in the first time we have not had a deal before. So how do we do it? No, Krishna became, or it's always, the Supreme President of Godhead. He was the Supreme Acharya for everything. He said, let this guy make a huge quantity of rice. Huge quantity of rice. As a yield. And on the body, make wonderful preparation like halwa, dal. The rice should be decorated with this unlimited quantity of dal that the mountain of rice look like a golden mountain. Chapati, puris, sundaes. Rasgulla, gulab jamun, rasri, sikareni. And all descriptions of cake, sweet cake, sweet meat, everything is with the prayer, preparations for new products, new gods. And immediately, we call all the qualified brahmanas who have never speak a lie in their life. Someone greedy. They never look at someone's property. They are satisfied with what they have. And are very, very pure. Invite them here to come and chant with them. They should be passionate. And the cow should be worshipped, nicely decorated. All the men should be fully decorated, the ladies should be fully decorated, everything should be properly made. And Maharaja process. This everybody is one person is fed, including lower animals and touching it. Everyone should be fed. So that. So it was done. Nana Maharaj brought Prabhupada from his house and offered Padya to bring her. And when everybody was completely fed, zombiously, Lokesan said, let everybody eat until they smile. And the physicians, expert and experienced musicians started to play kirtan. The singers, varieties of musicians, and dancers, they all came from and the parking of Vira started. People were there, everybody was very happy. Everybody, the celebration was great, mecca. And then they did parking. Nobody here of anything except the glories of Krishna and Balaram. The celebration, the sweet celebration, the happiness was being celebrated in all directions. At the completion of Parikrama, everybody went happily to their respective homes and took rest. When this happened and our Lord Indra discovered that his puja had been neglected, he became very angry and sad. He called his friends and told him, this the Basis have raised me. They always believe that this childish and talkative boy by whom they call Krishna is can provide and maintain them. But let us see how long this will happen. They have neglected me because of a childish boy talking nonsense. He always experiences talking and nothing more. Therefore, I will teach all of them a lesson so that I will show some of their incidents. Then I called for some Bhattaka flowers. And immediately they came before him with fallen hands. Lord Indra said, I'm always very pleased with your spirit of service. Actually, your spirit of service gives me strength. Therefore, I want you to do something. So what the cloud said, yes. Please order us. We're ready to do something. When they said to go over Vrindavan and destroy the village completely, they were afraid because they know that The verses I have with Krishna as a friend, and Krishna is the compass of God, whose strength alone is challenged by any person. Mahinda said, don't be afraid. You should just go and I will come behind you on my elephant carrier and support you all the rest. So I'm looking forward. Just go. So the cloud assembled, some vertical cloud assembled with other clouds, irresistible clouds. They all accompanied the Sambhataka. And they cover the whole Vrindavan, the whole, no, just Vrindavan was covered from Swargaloka to Dasapala. It was densely dark. Dark. The cloud was speeding, covering the whole area with dense darkness. Everywhere was dark. And then there was a terrible wind. And devastating cloud started descending. It started descending, falling like iron spikes, hitting the cows on the horn and breaking pieces and fall on the body. With commotion everywhere, the land was completely covered with water, and to the point that you can even see the difference between land and hills. Everything became water. Seeing the danger, the cowherd men, the women, the cows, they cried to Lord Krishna, Krishna, please, help us, help us, help us. We are in danger. We have protected us from so many demons. But today, you can understand that since you don't worship Indra yet, then you're very angry. Lord Krishna said, yes, I know that. But Indra is angry. He's thinking himself to be the supreme head of Godhead. He is the all and all. Now he's using his power, and I also follow him in this. His left hand and held it for 7 days. The person told the Basi. Now you, all of you can come in along with your properties, your wives and children and everything within your house. So everything, everybody came inside. When he came inside, he saw that Lord Krishna told him, now you should forget your comfortable residency and stay under this sea. Because directly it was showing you its perfection. Our service is the location for us and love. Everything was completely perfect. One of the things that was working in there. There's been that in the point of practice. I love this tonight. So the outside was dark due to the clouds. Inside, yes. Okay, And everything was perfectly arranged that it destroyed everything and everyone. Of the population, whereas he shared health of the people. Therefore, along with their property and everything put in property. Because when Krishna lifted the hill, and the day they pretty make a fence. Krishna does not need a civil engineer to come and consult that. The mountain did it by itself. So are you hearing me?
Yes. Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj, we can hear you.
Hare Mohan.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
So everyone was very happy. Say on that hill, and they were celebrating their fortune. I seen of Krishna face to face every day. When Krishna goes to the forest, the men and the lady beings who are not going to pray with Krishna will not see him. But he, every day, they are seeing Krishna through the 4 hours. And everyone was thinking, a Krishna is just looking at me only. The Krishna is located with all the devotees. And we will see everyone face to face. With all the devotees were having direct communication with Krishna. Therefore, no one felt any distress. Everyone was completely happy under the hill. When Krishna lifted the hill up, you see at the top of the hill, you are feeling disturbed by the rain of India. Because Krishna lifted it up, the lion thinking that the disturbance is coming from the clouds, the running here and there, and in this way they put the resident of heaven in anxiety. So although Indra was thinking that he is going to disturb the Vrajavasis, but Krishna lifted the hill and the lion discussed the whole thing that every day, everybody was in anxiety in the heavenly planet. The hill was so tall that he got to that level. While the Vrajavasis were peaceful under the hill, the residents of heaven were in anxiety because the lion was disturbing them. That's Krishna. Okay?
Yeah. I know many people have not found that. They will
So under the mountain, the Vrajavasis were very, very peaceful, very happy and satisfied, completely free from any anxiety, nothing, not a single anxiety. And then they were enjoying themselves. What the devotee said, just see. Lord Krishna is feeling very happy being with all of us. Indra is foolish. He is very angry with innocent person who had nothing to do with him. He said he's not doing anything, he's very angry. What he said, we are very, very fortunate that although there is inundation, there is calamity, there is so much tribulation, but we are not afraid anything because we are here with Krishna. There is a chance for us to be in anxiety, but we are free. What is anxiety here? Another devotee said, yes, another gopi, Gopa, said, this is wonderful. This is great. That we are very, very peaceful here. Being together, there is no suppression. We are being always in anxiety. Krishna goes, leaves us to go to the forest. But now, we are only with the Buddha, we have the chance to see Krishna 24 hours. This way, one after another, then, Batu, he came to Krishna and said, "My dear friend, you know, with my Brahma Teja, my purity is what is holding this here. It is not you. With my mystic stick, I'm supporting this here so that you don't feel any anxiety or anything. Yes. And I said, okay. As he said, my dear Shyam, we have been doing Indra Puja since we have been in Vrindavan, and everything is peaceful. You just came now and stop all of us from wasting the Indra. Who can be happy disobeying superiors, not showing respect to the demigod? Who can be happy being independent? See how there's something that holding this heavy weight in human. See how there's something. Because you act independently, and I do it. See the results. Madam Mangala said, "Mother, why are you talking like this? Why are you talking like this? But Indra is unnecessarily angry for what? For nothing. See how Giriraj is simply floating in the air because we worship in yesterday. So that my friend is not having any difficulty. What wrong has your friend done? He has done nothing wrong." But I dare say this. We are too arrogant. If I'm a mother, how can I remain alive seeing my son suffering like that? What is the joy in holding a heavy load? What is the joy in holding a heavy load? See, my son, I've been holding this thing for days now, he's suffering, and because I'm not a boy, I'm still alive. And you come to stop nothing? Mother Mahala said, "Mother, I support myself with all his power." The Viraj is simply suspended in the air. So my friend is not suffering. The man has killed you. Madhu Mangala has spoken very well. A person who knows how to speak at the proper time, eloquently, should be remunerated. He spoke correctly. So in order to be angry, it's better to give him a word. Marasada said, okay, my dear, we have been holding this issue for days now. You might be tired. You should give it to your father. Let me feed you. Let me hold it for a while. I can feed you and massage your hand so you can be relieved from the pain. Holding the heat. Krishna was smiling. What did we do? That is we were there. Looking at each other. And we were ready. We were ready with their stick. What's the stick? The current. The one to hold the heel. The person was looking at them and smiling. But she could see their love for him very, very clear. Their love for him made them not to understand his supreme position. So this way, the person will enjoy themselves and discuss it with each other. But I should say, I have made very nice toothpaste. Very nice. I want to feed you with my own hand. I have made nice to dry. Palatable disease wants to feed you. Let's get relief from the anxiety of carrying heavy loads as a result of being independent. Yes, location is completely independent. That is his nature. The Supreme Person is acting independently because he doesn't depend on anything, but everything depends on him. That is approved by all. So holding the mountain for days, but Indra was thinking, by now, Vrindavan is finished. So let me go see how everything is destroyed. Second, for Indra came, he was shocked to see a huge mountain. And the mountain was disturbed by the cloud, which is blasting the hill from all directions. And I saw, he saw, he looked down, he saw that nothing, not a single thing has happened to anybody. Then the Indra became afraid and called back the clouds. The person was looking at him. Are you tired? Want to continue? Go ahead, I'll wait for you. But Indra was ashamed. Afraid of what he has done, that for 7 days, nothing, that all the vegetables, no single person remember him. So he drew the clouds, and he couldn't sleep because of the anxiety or the offense he had committed to Krishna. So he has to go and beg Rabbi. Indra knows how to go his way. He knew that what he has committed is very heavy, and the person whom he offended is very, very heavy, being completely helpless. He has no strength to come before the Krishna to come and beg him for forgiveness. Therefore, he has to go. Indra is teaching us the process, the etiquette. He went to the person that is very, very intimately close with the person whom he offended. And when this person comes, he will be able to get and resolve the issue for him. So something he will not do by himself can be done by a person who very close to that person whom he offended. So he went to Surabhi and begged Surabhi, please help me. this happened with the verses. Now everything is settled. Indra has been defeated and has withdrew his associates, that the water has gone down. So now all of you can take back your properties and your cows and go back to your house. The emperor says that nothing was destroyed, even though everything was inside water for 7 days, nothing was destroyed. And the water went back as fast as possible. Everything became dry and normal. Then when everyone and everything came out and returned back to their respective homes, the Christian slowly returned back to the mountain exactly as it was. He kept it back exactly as it was. So one day Lokesara came out and was supervising the place to see the damage. At that time, Swami came and fell before the Lokesara people and begged him for help. Lokesara was very pleased to see that, very pleased. With that pleasure, with that sweet heart, Lokesara knew that behind Swami, there is somebody. So Shravi said, "My dear sir, just look behind me. Look behind me. This here, you to India. Yeah, please. India came forward. I put flag before the person and pray for forgiveness." So the person said, "Please go back to your place. I'm very interested in your position. I saw that you are very proud of your position and you are forgetting who you are. You are taking yourself to be the supreme. Being a devotee, it is a duty to chastise and correct you and bring you to your normal sense so you can act properly. So please, go back." So Indra became very happy that your offenses have been forgiven. He went back to his abode. So this prophesying introduced a new festival of Govardhan Puja. And he gave order that every year this festival should become the normal festival, and that anyone who does not worship Govardhan be beaten by snake. The key. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada, you mentioned that anybody who does not worship Govardhan Puja, Giriraj, on the day of the Govardhan Puja, he is beaten by the snake. Is it a real snake or the snake of Maya will attack the devotee?
The snake, Lokesha said directly, snake. The snake. There are so many snakes on Govardhan.
Yes. Yes, Maharaj. There's another question, Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
How devotees can best observe the they can best please Giriraj?
The best way to observe Giriraj, Govardhan Puja, recognize Giriraj's all details and do it. So, it's the only festival that we don't have to fast. But it in a very big way. The word anakut means food. Anakut, healed of food. Healed. Make a hill of food. You should please everyone by making an akut hill of food with thick dars, varieties of aromatic vegetables, very palatable sweet cakes. You should have sikarani. I've asked for this many times. Fancy cakes, honey, ghee, nectar drinks, yogurt, ocean of yogurt, buttermilk, and fresh. Build a mountain of candy and cover all directions with an abundance of sikarani. And invite all devotees, Brahmanas, to come have the cow decorated, to decorate the cow and worship the cow, worship the Brahmanas, give them gifts to their full satisfaction. The personage will show the children, everyone's with no discrimination in giving chada, no discrimination. Everybody. So this has been specifically mentioned, Noah, all the animals, dogs, goats, untouchables, everybody should be fair with you just a second. This is the best way for observe Govardhan Puja. You should decorate a nice set of varieties, chapatis, puris, halwa, varieties of dal, everything in that quantity. I invite the devotees to come, the Brahmanas, to chant some Vedic mantras, kirtan. This is a way to celebrate Govardhan Puja.
Yes, we celebrated it at home. Thank you very much.